It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is a manic Monday afternoon. We've got a lot of calls to get to, so if you're on hold, just hang on, and we'll be with you as soon as we can. Did I interpret it right, Ian? Is some traffic moving on the Crescent City connection right now? Some traffic is moving. It was all blocked earlier, and people have been just stuck in traffic forever because of an accident involving a dump truck. But Okay, let's find out. Let's go to Joe Cardosi in our traffic center. Joe, did I hear it correctly that I was kind of in and out of the room? Is a lane moving on the Crescent City connection? All right, I don't know where Joe is.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on in traffic. I'll go check it out.
All right, Joe might be getting some information, or it might be down the hall, so we'll try to find out what's going on there. But I think a lane is moving. And then earlier today, with the Crescent City connection blocked from New Orleans to Algiers, totally shut down in that direction. Clearview going through the Elmwood area. That whole area was just backed up forever. Everybody trying to get across the UEP Long Bridge. And I thought one way, and this is what I would have done if I'd have been in that situation, I would have taken the interstate up to I-310 and crossed over the Hale Boggs Bridge, the Destrehan Bridge, crossed over there. Because at least you're moving. Even though it's a longer distance, I'd rather be moving than stuck in traffic. So we'll get an update on that for you as soon as you can. Again, I was out of the room and I didn't hear everything. So we had a caller last hour talk about the alien and seditious acts. One thing that concerns me about this is Donald Trump is using this to talk about mass deportations. And also, this is an act that was used by the U.S. government to put all Japanese people in this country, even Japanese Americans, into internment camps after the Pearl Harbor attack. Now, I wasn't around then, so I'm basing this on what I've read. That was a horrible moment when America became afraid of every Japanese person in this country. And it was an irrational fear. It was unfair to the Japanese Americans who were here. They didn't plan it. They weren't part of it. But it was this mass judgment of all Japanese people. If Donald Trump is talking about using this, that should be scary to every American. This goes back to 1798, and apparently it has been used. It gives a president total power. This is kind of a summary of it. The Alien Enemies Act of 1798 is a wartime authority that allows the president to detain or deport the natives and citizens of an enemy nation. The law permits the president to target these immigrants without a hearing and based only on their country of birth or citizenship. Now, the problem here is we're not at war. We're not at war with a specific enemy. We've got some trouble spots around the world, but we're not at war with a specific enemy. So if Donald Trump doesn't intend to use this, why is he talking about using it? And Bill Kristol, who is a conservative writer, is bashing Trump for even bringing this up. And it's scary because you do hear Donald Trump talking irrationally about retaliating against anybody who does not buy into his MAGA rhetoric. And even according to, we've talked about this, even according to exit polls during the primary season, 50% of the Republicans didn't agree with the MAGA rhetoric. So this idea that Donald Trump may, if he's elected, may retaliate against people who disagree with him is a total defiance of the Constitution. If and like I'm sure people do, if you have a better explanation of what Donald Trump really means, because we always hear that. But no, this is what he really means. Not what he says, but this is what he really means. We can talk about that. Let's go to the North Shore. Robert, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
How you doing, Scoot?
I'm good.
I have no problem with mass deportations for illegal immigrants. I mean, you know, if they're here illegally, they've got no business here in the first place. Now, the problem that I see is that, you know, if we need to change the laws on immigration, the laws should be changed. But the executive department is supposed to enforce the laws, not circumvent them. And having open borders, you know, to where people can just come in from anywhere, I mean, I just can't see that being really good for our country at all.
Yeah, I don't think we technically, everything that Trump says. I don't think we technically have open borders. I mean, obviously, a lot of people are coming in. Too many people are coming in. Obviously, the border's a problem. I don't think we technically or legally have open borders.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of people like, well, I mean, you know, listen, I don't know. I'm not on the borders. But in other words, like, I know a lot of the border control people, you know, they claim that they go for Trump before Kamala Harris and that. But, you know, man, what I'm really afraid of is that we know that we have a lot of people that don't belong here. And that's, you know, just change the laws if we need to change them.
Yeah.
But, you know, but you still have to enforce them.
But, Robert, how do you feel about it? Look, I don't disagree with that. I agree there are a lot of people here who shouldn't be here. I'm not for illegal immigrants. I'm not for people crossing the border illegally. I do support the DACA workers. I do support those people who were brought here by their parents. Maybe they're 25, 30, 35 years old today, and they're working, they're part of the system. They should become U.S. citizens. But I'm for those people who are contributing to our country remaining here. In fact, I would trade a lot of U.S. citizens who are living off the government for the people who want to come here and actually work. But how do you feel about somebody, some child who's born here, they're a U.S. citizen? What about the parents of that child? Do you deport those parents?
Do you remember when Ronald Reagan was president?
Well, Ronald Reagan, question. You're answering a question with a question.
Okay, well, Ronald Reagan, I mean, I'm sorry, but, you know, but this goes back to the DACA. Ronald Reagan, they had like 10 million illegal immigrants in the country when Ronald Reagan was president. So he more or less, like, he set it up with both Democrats and Republicans to where they were going to legalize all of these illegals that were in. But then they were going to start enforcing the border and prevent these people from just coming in. Well, what happened is that he gave these people legal citizenship, 10 million, and he didn't close the border, or Congress didn't close the border. And I do believe that it's Republican and Democrat that wants the borders open. But in other words, like, you know, now as far as the DACA, you know, these people that were born here, if they're born here and the person, the parents are here illegally, I mean, good grief, you know, I can't see how that could be right, you know?
Yeah, I have a different opinion of that. That doesn't make up all of the people who are here. But, you know, look, Robert, I understand, and a lot of people agree with you. If you are here illegally, you're illegal, period. But, you know, you've got a child here, and a child was born here. They're a U.S. citizen. Do you go in and take their parents away? And then what do you do with the child? then the country or the state has to take care of the child. So that could be just an added problem. Again, if you want to join us, the Okunard Jewelers Talk and Text line, 504-260-1870. We've got more calls and more of your texts to get to. Mayor Cantrell is in Mexico. We shouldn't be surprised that she's traveling. You know, she's going to travel every chance she gets. My concern is that she's going to rack up a bill before she leaves office. And she's going to rack up a bill. Citizens are going to be paying for the travel or maybe paying for the upgrades is my concern. And if I'm wrong, I hope she sets the record straight. But I'm concerned that she's going to rack up a bill and then leave office. And then the city's going to have to go after her to get the money back. Because that's her mentality. And it's kind of scary. She's in Mexico for a Bloomberg City Lab 2024 gathering. It's about climate resilience, infrastructure, and urban innovation. And as I said earlier, and as I've said many times, if Cantrell is traveling as the mayor of New Orleans, and if that's her excuse for going to all of these meetings in other countries, then she has a responsibility to report back to us what she learned at the meetings, at the summit, and how it applies to us, how it's going to make New Orleans better. And she doesn't do that, which leads me to believe that she doesn't care. It leads me to believe that she's just there to have fun. And the statement about her going to Mexico does not say when she's coming back. So what does that mean? I don't know. I mean, we know that we can't trust her to travel responsibly on city dollars. All right. So we'll let you know when she comes back. I mean, I know some of you are happy that she's gone and hope she never comes back, but she's going to come back. And while she's gone, you know, we're paying for it. And is she going to ultimately pay back what she needs to pay back, or are the citizens of the city going to pay for it when our city's broke? Those are legitimate questions. From Mandeville, Jeff, you're on WWL. Good afternoon. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, good afternoon, Scoot.
Hey.
Hey, yes, sir. I was just calling to talk about the same topic, the immigration.
Okay.
Very interesting. I got a lot of great points. I hope I can ease
okay.
your mind.
All right, go.
I was hoping. Well, you know, you just asked the fellow a question about, and I'm going to paraphrase it, you know, if deportation shows up and they want to deport the two parents, are they going to take the parents away from the kid? And my question is, why wouldn't these parents take their kids with them? Like, take your kids and go. Nobody's separating these kids. They have every right to take their kids with them. And when their kid comes of age, hey, you're an American citizen. Move to America, land of the free, home of the brave. So
yeah, I would certainly take my child with you, but that's one of the concerns that they will take the parents and leave the child here.
Okay, of course they won't. No, the only person who's going to leave the child is the parents, not the government. You see, you're misrepresenting. If the parent decides to leave their kid, that's their choice. Now, if the parents have U.S. citizens that are part of their family, maybe leave them with family if they want their kid to grow up here. But, you know, they're the ones who came here illegally. You know, you got a four-year-old, thinks he's going to be living in America. Mom and dad gave him false hope. Kind of like the Saints gave us false hope yesterday, right?
Yeah.
They made that big comeback. We should have known. But the point is, nobody's separating kids from parents except the parents. It's not the government.
Well, Jeff, I understand your point, but we'll see what happens in reality. I mean, obviously
where am I
you're
wrong?
Not. Obviously, you're.
Where am I wrong?
Let me talk. Obviously, you're in a situation where you don't have to make the decision, but there are parents who want their kids to be here. They don't have to take their kids with them. There are parents who bring their kids here for a better opportunity. There are parents, and we know this through the stories that are told. There are parents that would leave their kids here. So if the parents decide, okay, we're going to be Jeff, let me finish. This is a problem that people like you have. You want to overtalk and you don't want to hear an explanation because you really don't care what my answer is. You've already decided what the opinion is, and you don't care what my answer is.
I do.
Well, then let me talk. I don't want to get the impression that I'm talking and interrupting you when in reality you're interrupting me.
You're right, and I apologize.
There are parents who might decide to leave their kids here. And so then who takes care of the kids? I mean, this is a problem. There are experts who are bringing up this issue. I didn't just decide on this was an issue. This is something that's being talked about as a possibility if Donald Trump does go through with mass deportations. So it's just, I'm just bringing it up as a problem.
But you just said the answer. The parents might choose to leave the kids. Where's the government separating them? You just said the answer. Thank you, Scoot.
Okay, well, I understand. Technically, then the government is not separating the parents from the kids. The parents are. But the kids are going to be here. So, okay, you've got a point there. But the kids are going to be here. So what plans do you have? What plans does Donald Trump have for taking care of the kids? So, you know, there's the problem. Go ahead.
It's not for Donald Trump to plan to take care of these kids. It's for their parents.
If you're illegal in a country and you're told you have to leave and you decide to leave your kid here, that's your decision. You leave the kid here. The reality is, Jeff, and you don't want to face this reality, who's going to take care of the kid? All right, we're going to get back to more of your calls. If you want to join us, the Okunar Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. All right, so a classic movie opened up on this day. The movie Pulp Fiction opened up nationwide on this day in 1994. It was introduced to us as a movie about two gangsters. But, you know, there was something lovable about these because they had kind of a spiritual side. We're going to talk more about that when we come back. I'm Scoot, and this is a song you might remember from Pulp Fiction, but we'll talk a little bit more about this epic movie when we come back on WWE. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You will. Here's another song from the epic pop culture classic movie, Pulp Fiction, which opened in theaters on this day in 1994. Pulp Fiction introduced us to Vincent and Jules, two eloquent gangsters, but they had a spiritual side.
Whether or not what we experienced was an according to Hoyle miracle is insignificant. But what is significant is I felt the touch of God. God got involved.
You serious? You really thinking about quitting?
The life?
Yeah.
Most definitely.
What's she gonna do then?
Well, that's what I've been sitting here contemplating. First, I'm gonna deliver this case to Marcellus. Then, basically, I'm just gonna walk the earth.
What you mean, walk the earth?
You know, like Kane in Kung Fu. Walk from place to place, meet people, get in adventures.
They got a name for that, Jules. It's called a bum.
Quentin Tarantino was aware that this runaway success of the movie Pulp Fiction would change his career forever.
If the next film I did as a director was a $2 million movie, he's going under the radar. I see what he's doing. He's going to go underneath the success of Pulp Fiction. All right. If the next movie I did was a $50 million movie, okay, I see what's going on here. Everything is going to be put under the microscope.
And John Travolta wasn't sure if this violent movie was going to be good for his public image.
I had set a lot of trends, and I felt like, well, if the violence wasn't exactly done in the right way, I don't want to send the wrong message out there. And then I realized that the message was actually one I like, which was deglamorization of drugs and murder.
And Samuel L. Jackson says Pulp Fiction was supposed to be a movie that would make people laugh more than anything else.
It was some laugh out loud moments for me when I read the script. The really good thing about this film is it's not mean-spirited, ever. There's violence in it, yeah, but it's not mean-spirited like Natural Born Killers. Natural Born Killers is mean-spirited to me. You know, when you leave, you feel bad.
You know, it was kind of like The Godfather. You know, they were really bad, bad people, but they seemed to have some redeeming value. Anyway, Pulp Fiction opened on this day in 1994. Let's get back to some of your calls. Let's go to Metairie. Mike, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good.
I just, when you were talking about the aliens acts and everything else, I've been a teacher for 20 years. I teach U.S. history. And so I was just kind of listening to it. And I think what people don't realize is these things took place in 1798, and it's for all the wrong reasons. I mean, they're fear-based laws that gave the executive way too much authority and were protested when they were written. I mean, it's how Thomas Jefferson got elected in 1800, was protesting these laws. And I think it's interesting you brought up Japanese internment camps. And I know one of the callers was kind of like asking about the focus of that. I mean, the purpose of that was to lock them into camps. And I think the question people should ask whenever a president or anybody else wants that broad authority is, can they be trusted with a broad overreaching authority? Mm-hmm. But to your point, we have to even enact those laws. Which we're not. There's no legal thing for war. Congress would have to somehow declare a war on immigrants, which I don't think is possible. And so I think it's just kind of it's definitely a frightening thing. It's not something I'd ever thought I'd hear someone running for president say they would want to invoke that. So it's a little jarring, I think.
Yeah, and for that reason, I thought it was scary. I mean, I don't know a lot about it, but I know enough about it to know that if Donald Trump is talking about reviving this law and using it, then that is scary to me, considering what the motive was after the attack on Pearl Harbor. Mike, you're a history teacher. It's really it's fascinating. Are you teaching history that is different from, say, the history that I learned? It seems like we missed a lot in history. Is history that's being taught, is it more accurate today?
I think accuracy, maybe not. I think it's just more well-rounded. And I think that's the frustration that so many, I think, older adults have. You know, if you grew up and you went to school in the 90s, per se, what you would have read in a history book is different than what you would have read just in the early 2000s. There would have been slightly more inclusion, more critiques. So I think it is slightly different. But to your point about the Japanese internment, keep in mind, in the 1980s, Ronald Reagan gave them reparation payments for this. So we said, the one time we've actually invoked this law, 40 years later, we said it was a mistake, and we paid every person who was still alive, who was locked into these camps, a reparation payment. And so I think that's something to kind of keep in mind. But yeah, the way in which I think history is taught is a little different. We look at more perspectives. Hence today being, you know, what, Columbus Day / Indigenous Peoples Day.
Yeah, yeah. Mike, I really appreciate the call. And, you know, God bless you for being a teacher, because I know that's not an easy job. But it must be really interesting to be teaching history today. But thank you very much for calling. And thank you for, you know, supporting what I was pointing out earlier that a caller disagreed with. So thanks for the call. All right, I'm going to get back to more of your calls. We've got a few texts to get to. On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture calendar, on this day in 1974, there was controversy in Nashville. Nashville veterans were concerned about the purity of country music when Olivia Newton-John won Female Vocalist of the Year at the Country Music Association Awards. Now, Olivia Newton-John was born in the UK. She was raised in Australia. She won a Grammy for Best Female Country Vocal Performance for this song, Let Me Be There. You know, this was very early in my career, but I mean, I remember playing this song years ago. Some of the Nashville veterans like George Jones and Tammy Wynette and 50 other artists decided to break away from the Country Music Association to form the Association of Country Entertainers because they were disgusted that non-country artists were infringing on their charts and winning their awards. And the idea that somebody from the UK and Australia, Olivia Newton-John, who didn't do her recording in Nashville, she did a recording in London, that she won these awards in the country music categories, man, they were livid. And it's really interesting because think about the crossover of country music today. And I guess this revolt back in 1974 was really just the very beginning of crossover music. Country music is I would say today, country music is dominated by crossover artists, artists that are accepted as country artists, but they're also accepted as pop music artists. And many of the top country artists are also on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. So fascinating times today. But I mean, this outrage over country music being invaded by outsiders started on this day in 1974. I'm Scoot on the Air, and we'll be back on WWL. Hi, there's an organization called Cards Against Humanity. It's a Chicago-based company, and they have announced an initiative to encourage those who did not vote in 2020 to get out and vote. And they're offering to pay voters up to $100 to cast a ballot in this election. Now, there's certain qualifications, but they really just want to get out more votes. There are some people who want fewer people to vote. I think it's good for as many people to vote as possible. I think if your candidate benefits by fewer voters, then you're not doing a good enough job selling your ideology. Sell your ideology so the more people who vote, the better chance you have of being elected. Al Pacino has become a father. He's got a 16-month-old, and he just became a father at 84. Is that selfish? We're not going to get to that this afternoon, but we'll try and talk about that on the show tomorrow afternoon. Yeah, we talked about the Saints' loss, but we also have talked about the LSU victory, beating Ole Miss, moving up to number eight in the polls. And Ole Miss was number nine, and LSU was 13, so really good news for LSU. All right, let's go to David in California. David, you're on WWL. Thanks for hanging on.
Oh, thanks, Scoot. California, of course, was the state that did round up all those Japanese, and as history has been able to determine, much of it was really a land grab. They knew that those people were innocent, but there were a lot of Japanese that had really high-quality topsoil land, and rounding them all up, set it up so that they had to lose their land to tax auction. And so when you start thinking about Donald Trump saying that he wants to round up 11 million people, and you think about Donald Trump as a real estate developer, just eager to get his mitts on the best quality land that he could possibly get, Donald Trump is nothing but a con artist that's eager to steal land for his own personal gain, and he's going to use America's reputation to do it. He'll ruin America's reputation doing it, but that's what he's up to. It's just a land grab, and there were a lot of famous Californians that lost their reputations during World War II when they did that land grab.
Yeah, David, I had not heard that aspect of that, but that's interesting. All right, let's go to Chalmette. Mike, you're on WWL. Thanks for hanging on, Mike. Gretna, Jimmy. Hello, Mike. Mike, are you with us? All right, sounds like Mike is there, but not there. Hey, Jimmy's in Gretna. Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, Scoot. Hey, three things. Number one, my parents met on the president, so that was a cool memory you brought up. Number two, I'll say Spencer Rattler, to me, played pretty well. Considering Taysom was out, considering McCoy was out, the O-line is very much makeshift. I think I think there's a bright future with this guy. There is going to be a learning curve, and the fans need to realize that. I wanted to bring up one last thing, a show tonight, a concert tonight at Southport Hall at 8 o'clock. Mike Tramp, a white lion. Maybe Ian can cue up some bumper music going out of the show. They had two big hits, the band White Lion, Wait, and When the Children Cry. You know, White Lion hasn't played in New Orleans since they came to Chalmette in 1991. Maybe some of your listeners were at that show. And Mike Tramp's going to be here tonight at Southport Hall. He's got a new group of guys in his band. But, you know, the guitarist, the original guitarist of White Lion, Scoot, he basically in 91, right after that tour where they came through Chalmette, he basically gave up the music industry. He was kind of like a poor man's version of Eddie Van Halen. And he moved back to Staten Island and basically took care of his mother and just is totally, he's like the Loch Ness of rock and roll. Wow. His name's Vito Bratta. And he's never performed again on stage since about 30-something years ago. Mike Tramp of White Lion is in New Orleans tonight at Southport Hall. If anybody's looking for a Monday night show, it's tonight at Southport.
All right, Jimmy, I appreciate that. All right, let's go to Mike in Chalmette. Hey, Mike.
Good afternoon, Scoot. Thanks for getting back with me.
Sure.
I'd like to first touch on the Cards Against Humanity thing. You left out one of the caveats for that $100. You have to publicly post online Donald Trump is a human toilet. So they're not just trying to get votes out. That's being a little disingenuous, Scoot, to leave that part out.
Well, I didn't list any of the qualifications. I didn't leave one out. I didn't list any of them.
But it's pretty obvious that they're not just trying to get votes out. They're trying to get votes against Trump out.
Well, and there are many, and Mike, there are many people who are trying to get votes just for Trump. So it's all even out there.
Yeah, well, I think there's a little caveat. But back to the Alien and Sedition Act. Do you know the history of it, why it was created?
No.
1798, France, Revolutionary France was sending in essentially activists here to whip up the country to try to get the elected officials to declare war on England, because England and France were in the middle of a war at that time. And there were threats to overthrow the American government by these French immigrants that came in who were part of the Jacobin regime in Paris. So that's where that comes from. Now, going back to the Japanese internment, I visited, in fact, you could go to Arkansas. They have a number of memorials and some places, sites that are open for visitation. The people that were put in those internment camps, which was wrong. In fact, even FBI Director J. Edgar Hoover condemned it to FDR, saying it would be pointless and it was not a good idea.
Well, I think that's
FDR
great, but it happened. I'm getting FDR, close to a break.
It did happen, but here's the key point. Those were citizens that they put in those camps. You're comparing apples to oranges. Those Japanese that were put in internment camps were citizens. They were either naturalized or they were born in this country. To conflate the two things is ridiculous. Also, you and I both know that there are more than 8 million illegal immigrants in this country. We don't have
11.
The capacity to make, well, more, I said more, so...
Okay.
We don't have the capacity to build anything like that, all right, or to even engage in that level of deportation. But to bring up the Japanese internment camp with the illegal immigration deportation pledge, I think that's a little disingenuous.
Well, it's not disingenuous in that it reflects how Americans collectively feel about a group of people. And I understand the point that you're making technically about citizens and non-citizens. I get that. But I guess what you're saying is that we should trust Donald Trump and not necessarily trust his words about or impression about how he might use it. That's what concerns me. Happy birthday today to Justin Hayward, 78 years old. Justin Hayward of the Moody Blues, and this was one of their really early hits. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back on WWL. All right, the second guest show with Bobby and Mike coming up next in the Silver Slipper Casino. Thank you for being part of our show. Join me on Scoot on the Air Facebook, and we will have a great show tomorrow afternoon. Hey, stay safe and be careful in the traffic. I'm Scoot. Love you, New Orleans. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.